Hello, everybody, and welcome to the electromusic.com Lunetta Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor. And we normally have the Chuck Show in this time slot, but things have been kind of slow in the Chuck world, and also there are other areas of the electromusic.com forum that I think would be good to cover on the show. So we're going to do that today with the Lunetta Show. Let me call up a description here. This is what Howard wrote on the forum, in the Lunetta forum. He said this: I've gotten requests to go into depth on the little cheap, simple digital synths called Lunettas. These machines are named after Stanley Lunetta of Sacramento, California. Stan informally taught a few of us how to build these things in the early 1970s. He was an inspiring teacher, to say the least. He never liked us calling these things Lunettas, but Stan, you don't always get what you want. We call these Lunettas as an homage to a great man, a creative inspiration to me and many others. Lunettas are very simple, digital, noisy, quirky, and lots of fun. Forget the analog synth model. No VCOs, filters, ADSRs, and that stuff. In some way, these aren't synthesizers because they aren't designed to synthesize any sounds. They are certainly electronic musical instruments. And we have really good news. Howard came into the chat room and told us that he had talked to Stanley Lunetta himself and that Mr. Lunetta would be listening to the show. So hello, Stanley Lunetta, and welcome to the Lunetta Show. Now what I did is I posted a message on the Lunetta forum and asked for the Lunetta heads to contribute their MP3s of their various and sundry Lunetta recordings and whatnot. So we have that for you here. The next song is by Dr. Offset. And let me play that. I'll give you a description of it after we hear the song. Here we go. Okay, thank you, Dr. Offset. And we have another song to play from Dr. Offset a little later. And Dr. Offset is with us in the chat room. So he says he's excited about hearing his own work on the radio, on the internet radio. Let's see, here's the description that he gave of that song. It's called Birth of a Lunetta. My first recording of the machine when it was still housed in a cardboard box. How's that for DIY? The machine at the time consisted of a 555 timer, clocking a 4040 divider, which was clocking a 4094 shift register, as well as some NAND, NOR, and XOR components. It was recorded and edited in Audacity. The piece is meant to feel like a nighttime chase through a busy city on foot. A normal day turns bad when our hero spots the bad guy coming toward him. A chase ensues where the hero comes closer and closer to being caught in more and more dangerous situations. He finally loses the bad guy in a crowded nightclub. Our hero gets away. Okay, let's see. Next up, a song by RF, also known as Bruce. Here's what Bruce had to say. Here's some autonomous patches with my Lunetta. Luna 11 is posted elsewhere on this board, so some may have heard it already, but it's one of my faves. The machine is 4000 series CMOS, except for two 555 VCOs and some op amps for mixing, summing, i.e. the R2R ladder. These are recorded in one pass, no knob twiddling, and some light effects, delay and reverb for a little depth. These things are addicting. My modular has sat unused for the past 6 months as I spend my free build music time with the Lunetta. So there you go. Let's hear a little music. This is RF Loon 11. It's Loon 11 by RF. Yeah. Exciting Lunetta. Let me adjust my sound levels again. There we go. It was kind of loud. Now, I'm informed by Dr. Offset that that song was not Birth of Lunetta. That was Coin Toss. And I'll read you the description of Coin Toss. The key module is taken from a novelty coin flip simulator. So there's a gate in, and when it's high, the VCO oscillates like a madman. And then when it's low, there's a big capacitor that discharges, and the oscillations slow down the flip-flopping of these two LEDs for heads and tails until it stops, and there's your coin flip result. It's a soundtrack of common sounds you'd hear in a casino on some alien cruise liner. Think carnies with tentacles and big eyeballs. Okay, that's creative. Dr. Offset is nothing if not creative. So why don't we listen to Birth of a Lunetta now? This is the one I described, Dr. Offset described as our hero being chased by his archenemy. And here's the song. Thank you. yes, what a nice Lunetta that was. And I do have one more bit of text from Dr. Offset. It's on his webpage, Dr. Offset's Creature Laboratorium and Taco Stand. Dr. Offset is into making creatures. And perhaps he could tell people about that in the forum, I don't know. He said the following: a Lunetta synth is born, and he's got a picture of it. It's very DIY looking. It's got a tangle of wires all over it and different shapes and sizes in boxes. I guess he doesn't have it in a cardboard box anymore, but this picture does have that. Here's what he had to say. I like to try new things here at the Creature Laboratorium. Lately, I've dipped a toe into the world of electronic music and analog digital synths. The main purpose was to learn how to control motors for my puppets. Yes, I'm still doing that. Lost my place. But it turned into me. Okay. Next up, we have a description from Cyzone. I think that's how you pronounce his nickname. S-I-Z-O-N-E. For Lunetta purists, my lurking turned up 2 points of design philosophy. Components should be standard CMOS logic chips. User involvement should be limited to turning the thing on. Both of these are endlessly debatable, but both also strike me as noble design aims, especially the second. From pretty much any angle, I trounce all over the first. My incursions against the second are, however, I think excusable. Okay, and we have something from Cyzone on the playlist. Here is a song called Decaying Orbit.
Thank you.
you, Cyzone. That was really cool. Alrighty. Now we have some songs by Slacker. Slacker didn't give too much description. One of the songs is called Flight of the Oscillator. And his description was just a bunch of clocks and loads of knob twiddling. And then we have Soundscape, self-playing patch with a ton of reverb. Steam Pump messed up Lunetta plus guitar mashup. So, what song do we have here? Flight of the Oscillator. Let's give this a listen.
Thank you.
Good one, Slacker. I am really enjoying these Lunettas. You know, when I first listened to some Lunettas, they were kind of harsh, kind of crude, rude, and socially unacceptable, so to speak, because they have a lot of square waves and a lot of harmonics and things in them. But the more I listen to them, the more fascinating they become. Slacker has another one for us here. This is called Steam Pump. Let's give it a listen. And that, I suppose, was a little bit of guitar mixed in with the Lunetta. And we have two more songs by Slacker. This one is called Whirligig. It's a short song. Here we go. Piece. They're all good. I really like these. What did Edison Rex in the chat room say? Buzzy goodness. That's what it is. It's buzzy goodness. Wow, the chat room is full. There are 16 people plus one bot in the chat room. Let me read off who's here. Starting from the top, alphabetically, we have Blue Hell, Blue Jay, Edison Rex, Dio, Dr. Offset, Doug Burke, myself, Inventor, Modulator ESP, Mono, our bot Plastics Man, RF just came in, Rob is here, Shanester, Sound, Stan G just came in, State Machine and W Monk. Oh, and Stan G has just identified himself as Stanley Lunetta. We have the man himself in our chat room. Oh, I'm going to say some words to him. While I do that, let's listen to the fourth Slacker piece. This one is called Wibbly Wobbly. It's 2 minutes long. Here we go. Was fun. Mr. Lunetta is humbled and very happy to see what people are doing with his circuits. And people are kind of expanding the definition of what a Lunetta is, although they're supposed to be purely CMOS logic. People are adding op amps and 555 timers and microprocessors and stuff. So we don't know where things are going to wind up with all that. Now we have a quick 1 minute song by Telstar. I guess his full nickname is Telstar Magicist Ferrari. This is called Irregular 002. Have a full 20 minutes left in the show, and there isn't a whole lot of other songs. I've got four more songs. So what I want to do is talk to you a little bit about two things that I have been doing with Lunettas. I just got my CMOS chips unpacked. I moved to a new apartment, and they were buried away in boxes. And so I haven't been building anything, but what I did for lack of something to do in hardware, is I wrote a software Lunetta in the Chuck programming language. This, let me turn up the volume a little bit. I keep having to adjust the volume. This is a marriage of two things. One is a Boolean sequencer, and the other is something that's not really pure Lunetta-ish, a CarPlus strong string synthesis algorithm. I actually opened the show with this short little song. It's only 1 minute long. You'll hear it in a moment. And what it does is it has a counter with some logic running off of it, and that logic then controls the frequency and the existence or lack of existence of a note played by the CarPlus Strong algorithm. So it's a program that's designed to be made in hardware someday. And I'd like to make this thing and make it into a DIY circuit board for beginners and experts alike to enjoy building and playing with. Here is what it sounds like. And that's what it sounds like. Now, the second thing that I was going to talk to you about, I didn't get to the second thing, is a new concept. Really, it's like so many of the things that I do, it's an old idea just done a little bit differently. I called it ladle, pronounced after a soup ladle, but it's actually spelled L-E-D-I-L. I call it light-emitting diode inverter logic. And it's based on DTL, diode transistor logic, from way back when, predating CMOS and the circuits that we've been using for so many decades now. This ladle is basically, you do the logic functions of either an AND or an OR logic gate with as many inputs as you want, and each input is connected to an LED with a resistor in series with it. And what this does is the LEDs themselves actually perform the logic function, and they also light up and show you what the logic values are. So if you're going to have LEDs anyway, and of course in DIY, we love tons of LEDs blinking and blinking. So if you're going to have them anyway, one good thing to do is to take some of your logic gates and make them out of ladle. I actually built a prototype of a NAND gate with ladle, and I tried a few different circuits when I was designing it, and settled in on this one that uses an additional LED that shows the result of the AND or the OR, and there is a transistor following that inverts it. So anyway, look for some possible use of this ladle thing in Lunettas in the future, especially on that same project board I was just telling you about, the one with the that you just heard a song for, that project will be made with Ladle. So we have some more songs. Here is another one by Telstar. It's called Irregular Number 1, and it's 4 minutes long. Here we go. Was pretty groovy. Boopity boop boop beep beep beep. Okay, there is 10 minutes left in the show. After this, we will have Shane with Spaceport 09. There are 3 more songs left. Let's get to those. I hope I can squeeze them all in. Slacker made a 6-minute song that would use up most of the time. He's also got a 3-minute song. And Cyzone has a 2-minute song. I don't know what to play. Let's play, we played a lot of Slacker. Let's make sure to get in Cyzone's other song. This is The Content of the Golem's Note. Ooh. 2 minutes, here we go. Interesting too. Let's play that Slacker 6-minute song so that'll round out the show, and then we can switch to Shane. I'll be back with a goodbye message after this. This is called Soundscape.
Thank you.
was very nice. I enjoyed that. Well, we've come to the end of another show, our very first Lunetta show. Thank you, everybody, for contributing material. I was able to play all but one of the songs. And we heard from myself, from Dr. Offset, from RF, from Psyzone, Slacker, and Telstar, all of who made MP3 contributions for the show. So congratulations to Stanley Lunetta for creating what is really kind of a small living legend in a way. He's inspired a lot of people. I really enjoy the Lunetta concept. And I guess it's time to go. So goodbye, everybody. I don't think we've switched yet. Are you guys ready? Time for Shane. Until we meet again. Goodbye, everybody.